we said before we are celebrating, today we are anniversary. We have come down, it was 1830, the apparitions of Our Lady to St. Catherine Labouré. It's a beautiful story, especially because it is a true story, you know, where the Lord and Our Lady are showing our love for us through the ministry and the mission of a humble, very humble woman, St. Catherine Labouré. She was one of 17 children in a family. Seven of them died, and then there were like 10, seven boys, three girls. And her mother passed away when she was like 9. And her older sister went into the convent to be in the Daughters of Charity that St. Vincent of Paul have founded. Then she had to take care of all the house, the serving, the cooking, the cleaning, a very humble task. And she was feeling, when her mother passed away, she went to Our Lady and asked her to be her mother, to take care of her. And for sure, Our Lady did. After all of that time, 9 years old, only when she was 24, she obtained permission from her father to enter the convent, to serve the Lord. And she was there. It's funny because she had like a dream where she saw an old priest who was celebrating Mass and was trying to come to him, but in her dream, she went away, and then she was entering in a house to visit some of the sick people. And then she found again this priest there, very good, and his eyes were full of goodness and mercy towards her, and he was telling her, "You will help me one day to serve the sick." And then she was keeping that into her mind, and when she was 20 years old, she went to visit her sister at the convent, and then she saw a picture of St. Vincent of Paul there at the entrance, and she recognized the old priest who was talking to her in that dream. She didn't know who he was, and then she was asking the sisters, "Who is this priest here?" "Well, it's our founder, St. Vincent of Paul." "Oh." And then she said nothing, but she understood that in some way she was linked to the Daughters of Charity. As I said, finally, when she was 24, she obtained permission from her father to enter the convent. And then she was for a few months as a postulant, doing all kind of humble services, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the hens, washing the clothes, everything, like very humble services. And finally, she was accepted into the novitiate, and being a novice, only 24 years old, she received these graces, mystical graces of Our Lady, who was like inviting her to great intimacy and showing her like a great tenderness. I think the first apparition, even though the most famous one is the one we are celebrating today, November 27th, there was a previous one in July 18th, where Our Lady, there was a little angel that was like preparing her and inviting her to approach to the sanctuary of the church, of the chapel, because Our Lady was going to come. And then she was kneeling there beside like the church, where usually the priest was sitting. And then she was kneeling there, waiting for Our Lady. And then Our Lady entered, was announced by this angel, "Our Lady is coming." And then she was all nervous. And she said that she felt like the noise that, when you are moving and your clothes are touching each other, very soft noise. And then Our Lady was sitting there. And she said, "Was Our Lady like in Nazareth?" Even though she was beautiful and full of spiritual beauty, was not glorious, was very human, very humble, but at the same time very like tender as a mother. Then she said that something beautiful detail, that she was like resting her hands in Our Lady's knees, like a mother, a daughter that is talking to her mother in a great spirit of confidence. And Our Lady was like teaching her like to accept the sufferings that she was going to have. And always she was like pointing with her hand the altar. So you have to come here and to rest all your sufferings in the Lord, to leave everything at the foot of the altar, to offer all of that, all of your sufferings and, you know, preoccupations, crosses, together with Jesus. And then there was a second apparition in November 27th, that is where Our Lady revealed to her the miraculous medal. She saw, was again, she was listening this beautiful noise of the clothes of Our Lady, but she was in this occasion like standing on like the earth, crushing the head of the serpent, and from she was holding in the first moment like a golden globe with a cross, some way she was like offering the whole world to the Lord and praying, interceding for the world. And after that, that globe, golden globe, disappeared, and then Our Lady was stretching her arms and her hands like this. She was having like three rings in every finger, and the biggest one were like closer to her hand, and many of them, they have like pearls and precious stones like diamonds, and big rays of lights were going towards the earth. And but there were some like pearls or stones that they were not shining, you know. And St. Catherine was asking, what is that? You know, what's the meaning of that? And Our Lady explained to her that the pearls that were not shining were the souls that were not praying, that were not interceding. In some way, she was teaching us the power of our prayer of intercession, that we are not receiving many graces because we don't pray, we don't ask for them, that she is ready to give us all that graces. She is the mediatrix of all graces. Then from the others, like big stones, she was like, no, big, these big, beautiful rays of light were going on the whole world. And of course, you know the image of the miraculous medal that she was asking to be like prepared and to be given all over the world, so that through that medal, through that instrument, she will be able to give many graces to people, especially if you carry the medal with you in your neck. You can carry in your pocket, but she said if you have it in your neck, you receive like more graces. But anyway, I mean, she was, and of course that short prayer, Maria, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us to have recourse to thee. That's a beautiful prayer that we can also say in every moment, in every danger, in every need. We can, you know, present ourselves to her and ask her protection, her help, the intercession of her motherly prayers for us. Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. It's funny, well, funny, not funny, but anyway, interesting, let's say, that is presenting herself like the Immaculate Conception, you know, conceived without sin. And only like 25 years later, or less, the Church was, Pope Pius IX was proclaiming the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. And then Our Lady appeared in Lourdes 4 years later, again, presenting herself as the Immaculate Conception. Then she wanted to underline that privilege that was given to her, that we conceive without sin, that sin or the devil never had like nothing to do with her. Her soul, her body was completely like pure intact. And then that is why through her, through her body and through her soul, through her life, through her person, we are receiving, first of all, Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb who takes away the sins of the world, and also We are receiving so many graces through her intercession. Then, to end, we will say that she was like 46 years as a sister. And she was talking about her graces, mystical graces and aberrations, only with her confessor. And apparently, the first one was, you know, taken seriously, especially the medal, and without revealing who was the person who has received that visions or revelations, he was moving all of this about the medal, like trying to make it done and distribute medals all over, but nobody knew who was the person who had received the graces. But many other things Our Lady was asking her, and the next confessor was not like too much interested. I said, "No, who are you? You are just an ignorant nun," and you know, was not paying importance at all to these revelations. And then the same year of her life, she knew that she was going to die. Then she realized that she has only a few months before her. Then she was talking to her superior about these experiences and never was talking before to her. And then the sister, the superior, was taking like very much in consideration all of this, and then they were like promoting and making known after her death all that was happening there in the chapel of Riedebach in Paris. Then through all of this we can have the idea many things, but first of all that Our Lady is always very close to us. That she is like a real mother. Like she presents herself very close, well, full of tenderness, that gesture, that she was able to, you know, to rest her hands at Our Lady's knees is like so, it's a gesture of like confidence and tenderness and closeness, you know, that she is the Queen of Heaven, but at the same time she's our mother, so, you know, close to us, that we don't have to feel any like fear to go to her, to talk to her, to trust in her, to open our hearts with our needs, with our sufferings, with our desires. Everything that we have to go through in our spiritual life, we can present that into Our Lady's hands. And she will help us. She will take care of all of that for us. Second, that indication is very useful to all of us. Whenever we have difficulties, crosses, sufferings, take them to the foot of the altar. No? Offer all of them with Jesus, rest in Him and in His heart. And they go to her. Remember these pearls that were not shining. Many graces are not reaching, you know, our hearts, our lives, and the world, because we don't pray. We don't trust enough in the power of intercession that our prayer can have. Our Lady in Fatima was repeating this. So many souls are going to hell because nobody is praying and making sacrifices for them. Through her, the mediatrix of all graces, we can help the Lord to save the world. First, for our own soul, we can receive so many things, so many graces. Even Jesus was telling us, "Ask and it shall be given." My Father will give the Holy Spirit to whoever asks the Holy Spirit. Then we need to trust and to pray with confidence, with insistence, with humility too. But with that humility, we know that we are loved. We know that they love us. We know that they want to give us so many graces. Then we need to insist in our life of prayer and pray with that confidence. And in every danger, we can go to Our Lady. Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to thee. And we can invoke her as our mother, our heavenly mother, who is so close to us. Mother never abandon her children. Never. Never. And then especially our Blessed Mother. She is like mother with capital. Okay, let us continue our Mass, giving thanks to the Lord for everything we have received and for all the benefits that He has been given to us through the intercession of Our Lady. Student, like the miraculous medal in 1830 was like the beginning of what we can call like a Marian time, and because later on came Lourdes, later on came La Salette, Fatima, many like Marian apparitions were taking place, probably because of the situation of the world, and they still continue, as you know. And our Lord is sending His Mother to call us to conversion, to call us to prayer, to call us into, you know, a greater trust in Him through her intercession.